Brand new music in just a second from Keane called Higher Than the Sun, and Tom and Tim from the band are with us on the show tonight. How are you guys?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, great.
Let's get the obvious question out of the way. Everyone's been talking about it for the past kind of couple of days or so. What is the situation? You're going on a hiatus, I think they call it. That's the official word.
Well, yes. I think that is the best way of describing it. I know that there's one particular newspaper that's kind of wanted to turn it into Keane splitting up, but we're saying and all we really know is that we're going to take a break for a bit once we've got this best of out there in the big wide world.
So has this been on the cards for a long time? Is it something you've thought about for a while or what?
Well, I don't know really. I think it seems like a natural place to take a bit of a pause. I don't know whether it's something we've really thought about that much. I certainly remember talking to Tim earlier in the year and just saying, you know, I wouldn't mind just taking some time out and doing something different from Keane for a bit. I think it's natural really in life to want to kind of explore other areas for a bit. So, you know, for me personally, that's just something I wanted to try out.
You want to do the whole solo thing, yeah?
Yeah. You know, I sort of have had a record in me for a long time, but just trying to figure out a way to get it out has been more difficult than I imagined. But I've set myself the target now, and I'm going to give it a go next year.
So how different is that going to be, do you think, your name up there, rather than kind of, you know, hiding within a band kind of thing? If you know what I mean.
That's a difficult question. I better make it good.
So tell us about the greatest hits. I guess kind of the track listing sorts itself out so easily, doesn't it, really?
Well, it's interesting. We started, I mean, it's actually really a best of. It's less of a greatest hits and more of a best of. And it's our best of. So it's what we feel is the kind of best representation of Keane, and gives you the best kind of story of who we are and what we've done over the years. So it's not just kind of the singles that we've released all lined up in one go. It's very much kind of journey through the four and a half different albums. So we wanted to try and sum things up that way. So we just picked our favourite songs. That wasn't that hard to do. Quite a kind of enjoyable thing to do, really, more than anything else.
And quite a good nostalgic journey, I guess, kind of sorting out the tracks for this album.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is funny how you don't really listen to your own music very much, you know, once you finish an album. So to go back and have a chance to kind of I suppose reflect on what we've achieved together and actually be proud of it is really a great feeling.
I do remember when you were first starting out, just before Hopes and Fears came out, we all got an invite here at the radio station to come to this little pub around the corner to see this band that nobody had heard of, and I said, oh, I'll give it a miss, I never heard of them, and that turned out to be Keane.
Yeah, we always like doing kind of weird and wonderful ideas like that if we can manage it. And also I think we've always enjoyed performing our songs acoustically. I think they kind of lend themselves to that quite well. You know, you can kind of strip back all the massive production and just go for something that's very intimate, and you know, that seems to work just as well as anything else for our songs. In fact, on the best of, there's a kind of bonus DVD of a gig that we did in London where we asked all our fans around the world to vote for the 10 songs that they would like us to play, and of course they ended up voting for all these bit weird B-sides that we haven't done for years, and so we had to do this little show where we kind of learned and then performed all these songs, and it was a really, really lovely and kind of magical, I suppose, kind of experience. So that's there for people to check out as well if they get the best of.
Okay, we'll talk some more in a minute. Let's play the new single. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a song that we basically wrote about music, I suppose, about being a music fan, about what music can do to you, and pick you up when you're down and transport you to great places and be something that you share with people in the most powerful way. So it's one that we are very proud of. It's called Higher Than the Sun.
Turn up the song, takes me higher than the sun. Come on, hold on to me, stay with me until it's time, 'cause for tonight feels like it. turn out fine. We're higher than the sun, and nothing's gonna change the way I'm feeling now. May you go on and on. It's never gonna fade the way I'm feeling. Sounds sound like a storm, rages in the shaken.
Son, that's so new from Keane, and Tom and Tim from the band are with us. Going back over the best part of 10 years now, can you pinpoint a moment when you thought, wow, this is going to be actually quite big?
I remember when we were making Hopes and Fears, and we just got our record deal, and as part of that, the label said to us, you know, it would be lovely if you guys came and just performed a few songs to the label and get to know a few people and, you know, get things started. So we went into... I can't remember, I was somewhere in London, and the head of the label said, hey everyone, this is Keane, you know, they're one of our newly signed acts, and we expect by Christmas for this band to be multi-platinum. At that time, we were really, we still felt like this tiny little band from a tiny little town in East Sussex who'd never done anything, never achieved anything. We're used to having 10 people at our shows, and you know, although in some respects we had lots of ambition and did have a lot of self-belief, I don't think we could really have ever believed what this guy was saying. So we all looked at each other with this kind of slightly perplexed look on our faces, but actually, you know, he was right, and it was a very strange time. Everything that happened during those sort of early months of Hopes and Fears was a kind of surprise, and I think made us think, oh, actually, you know, hang on, this is going to happen for us now.
You mentioned Battle. You're going back there, aren't you, to do a special gig very soon?
Yeah, we're doing a little tiny show at the Memorial Hall in Battle, which I think is the only place in Battle where you can gather more than 15 people, which is very exciting. Yeah, our hometown, and definitely the kind of spiritual home of the band and our music, so it's a great excuse to go back there.
Yeah, I think last time you were with us, you just brought out Sovereign Light Cafe, and I guess business has been booming, hasn't it, for that cafe since then?
they get people come from all over the world to visit the cafe, you know, and that's pretty exciting that you can write a song and suddenly, you know, it changes the whole face of a place that's, you know, otherwise just be a lovely little cafe on a seafront. But I think that's a very sort of charming and wonderful thing about what our music's done. Mm. It's kind of, they've even created the local authorities created a Keane Trail, so you can go onto their website and you can do this trail, which I think kind of takes you around all the various different places that are mentioned in the various different songs.
And I was in the cinema the other day, and there was an advert came on for a gig you're doing in Berlin, which has been beamed to cinemas around the UK. That's, so what, next month, yeah?
Yeah, cinemas all over the world, in fact. Yeah, it's mad. It's quite an experimental thing. We're playing to a very small audience in Berlin, but the whole thing is being streamed live all over the world. So if it all goes to plan, it's going to be an amazing event, really.
Or it could be the world's biggest publicised cock-up.
Exactly.
And is there going to be a greatest hits tour, a best of tour?
There aren't any. I mean, we've been on the road pretty much constantly for the last 18 months since Strangeland came out. So I think we're not that desperate to get back out on the road and keep going with it.
Excellent. Well, good luck with your kind of separate projects, and we look forward to Keane obviously doing the whole thing again a few years down the line. And thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I'm going back to a time when we owned this town, down Powder Mill Lane and the battleground. We were friends and lovers and clueless clowns. I didn't know I was finding out how I'd be torn from you when we talked about things we were gonna do. We were wide-eyed dreamers and wiser too.
Yorkshire's Real Radio playing Sovereign Light Cafe from Keane. Great to have Tom and Tim from the band with us on the show tonight as well. The best of Keane. Can't wait for that. Comes out on November the 11th.